You lost me.
All right. If a person, yesterday, you saw somebody and they were just happy and having a good time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you heard that now she's in the hospital. She's got some kind of terminal illness, But you say, well, last night she...
was doing all right.
And,
well.
And then what happened?
They discovered the sickness.
All right. So then she... If they discovered a sickness in her, then she... But you ever say she got sick or took sick?
Not if it's a term. Not if it's something that.
Usually,
if it's a terminal disease, it was. It didn't just start.
Okay. All right. That was my mistake. Let's say she just came down with something.
Oh, last night she got sick.
Okay. All right. You were talking about. She's still. But she'll be up again by.
Morning.
Okay. Or would you ever say she'll be up again?
Soon.
All right. What about by and by? Would you ever say
that?
No. Okay. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you might say last night he.
He.
Started sneezing and coughing and wheezing. So
he caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he.
He's hoarse.
Okay. And if he's hacking away from here, you'd say he has a little
frog in his throat.
Or if he's a
hoarseness.
And if it's coming from his lungs, you might say he's
bronchitis, asthma.
Okay, what what do you call that?
Smoker's cough.
Okay. Okay. You say I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
tired.
Okay. Another word.
Sick, exhausted.
Okay. How about, what do you do when you go to sleep, when you go to bed?
Sleep.
Okay, sleeping. So if you're feeling a little... Okay. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
Wake up.
Okay. He's still sleeping. Better go...
Away.
Okay, and if you're talking, if it's your mother and father's talking, they're trying to get you out of bed, and your dad says, he's still sleeping, you better go in there and...
Wake him.
Okay. Okay. If you go to the doctor and he gives you some pills and he says go home and blank one.
Take one.
Okay. And you say yesterday I
took one.
And I have
taken one.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say that you are stone
deaf.
Okay. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he blank a lot in the hot sun.
He sweated.
Okay.
He sweat, I guess.
What would you say?
He sweat.
Okay.
That depends on if I was conscious or nameless.
Well.
I probably would say he sweated.
Okay. I mean, just in your natural, everyone of us has.
Yeah, I sweated. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are you saying that when you're conscious of your English, you're on guard, like you're trying to keep your edge sharp?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. How about, it's an infection. It gets big. Comes to a head sometimes, and it's really...
Boil.
Okay. Any other names you might call that?
No.
What's the stuff that's inside of it?
Pus, water.
Okay. And what does it do as it grows?
Pops. Gets sore.
Okay, but it starts small and gets big. What do you call that process?
Grows.
All right, if you got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand...
Swollen.
Okay. And and you say, doctor, my hand... has been
swollen.
Okay, and he says, well, it is going to
swell up.
Okay, and you say, yesterday it
swelled.
Okay. All right, when you get a blister, the liquid that forms into the skin in the blister, what's the
water?
Okay.